Grand Rising, everyone. Grand Rising. How's everyone doing this morning? Today is Thursday, October the 21st. I hope everyone is having a very good day. I hope everyone is getting out, getting accomplished things that you need to get accomplished, and focusing on things that you need to focus on, and you're not allowing someone else to think for yourself. Today's topic is going to be about how prayer does not help all of this killing and turmoil or discomfort that we are placing amongst ourselves. Y'all, I'll tell you, it's a rough situation in the little town that I live in. There's been a lot of deaths, been a lot of killing, a lot of discomfort, a lot of mourning, and a lot of people going through a lot, doing things that they don't have no business doing, going through things that they don't have to go through. It just doesn't make any sense. A lot of people sit back and the first thing they say that I'm gonna pray for you, but don't realize that praying is not gonna stop a person from making the decision that they want to make. You gotta always remember that God said that he don't act on free will. So with that being said, even if you pray and you ask somebody to stop doing something, doesn't mean that they're gonna make that decision to stop. And that goes hand in hand with a lot of different things. In the African-American culture, it really bothers me from time to time we celebrate things that we shouldn't be celebrating, but we just go along with it because it sounds good. Case in point, like, if we're going to celebrate life, why are we putting people on T-shirts that has passed on, or it's a tragic of, you know, of losing them? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, in other cultures, I don't see people putting people rest in peace and, you know, in remembrance of somebody on a T-shirt and stuff. And I know it's supposed to be like some type of symbolism and so forth and so on, but people are not realizing that that's just something for the moment. Really, to be honest with you, it's a waste of time. If you really look at it, because the simple fact is, people are going to wear those shirts for a little while, it's going to get bleached, or, you know, it's going to rub off, and then they might say that person's name again or something on social media, but then that's it. It's like they forget all about that person has even existed. They're not even remembering the loss of that loved one, period. Now, some people, if they did a lot in their lives that they've lost or whatever, then they remember them, but all the other people that's around and stuff, they sometimes, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to remember that person unless you bring them up. And I'm even like that. Someone be them passed away, and on down the line something else comes up, or about that person or whatever. Now I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm pretty sure there's other people that's like that as well. But, you know, in these little small towns, like even when I go all over from Miami to Missouri, you know, just back and forth, even in the South or even the town that I live in, there's just been a lot of different killings in the African-American culture. And people are not realizing that just because you're sitting back and you're saying that you're going to pray for that person, or you're going to pray for that family, or you're going to pray that these people stop committing these crimes or hurting each other, that doesn't mean that it's going to stop. It's going to continue to be on. Matter of fact, it's going to get worse. Like, I can remember when I first moved to Dothan or whatever, it wasn't that much crime like that. I mean, if it was crime, it was something that was just like minute, very small crime. Not to the point that a lot of young people are killing each other, even women, down to the point of women killing each other. This is crazy. And I'm not saying that a woman is any better than a man. Just a life is a life, period. People tend to look over that type of stuff. But we see that you blame other people about the situation. It's all of our fault, because we all may have made bad decisions with a lot of different stuff, especially whenever in the culture we're not trying to learn who we are and what we are and what we stand for, or what we have to offer to the universe. We have attached ourselves to somebody else's culture, and we just going with it. And that's why a lot, for one thing, that's why a lot of the stuff is going on. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, people have their own mind and their own decision. That's why I just say that. Just because you pray about something doesn't mean that that person is going to stop or pray about something and hoping that things are going to change. People pray all the time. Even our ancestors prayed to not be beaten and taken through a lot of different pain and stuff like that or whatever. But, you know, this right here is even, this is, to me, to be honest with you, I think that a lot of point of us killing us is just really getting out of hand. Like, people don't realize that type of stuff. They're just going on with whatever that they feel like is necessary. Now, don't get me wrong. You got some few men and women. They try to, come together, try to fix a problem. But, you know, the problem is deeper than what we see. And you can't always just blame the government on our discord or our downfalls or just, you know, the point of us killing us. Now, don't get me wrong. The government plays a whole big part in it with the point of uprooting the foundation and stuff and so forth, but that's one third of it. You know, all of it still like relies on us because we don't have to cause harm to one another. It's a lot of senseless killing, a lot of shooting and stuff, like even down to kids and stuff like that. When it gets to the point that you're shooting kids or you shooting people that have kids or whatever the case may be, you know, regardless of what, if you shoot somebody And they get hurt or they die, then you get caught or whatever. We still losing out throughout the whole culture because you're going to be locked up for so many years or whatever. And maybe you done left kids behind that has to be raised by somebody else, a family member or maybe the system. And then you done created that whole same discord right back along again with the point of the uprooting of the foundation, period. People don't realize that type of stuff. They just go with the flow. I was talking to my brother one day about the point of all the different killings and stuff like that. You know, I like to check on my nieces and nephews as well as my son and other people. But I mean, I'm saying I could tell them to their blue in the face, hey, don't be involved in that type of situation. Don't be dealing with these type of people or whatever the case may be. Don't get me wrong. You know, people are people. But when you know that there's trouble amongst in the atmosphere and stuff, it's best to just get away. My husband will tell you quick, whenever I'm out about at a restaurant or just anywhere at a store or something, people get acting crazy, it's time for me to go. When they get all loud and stuff like that, because you don't know what another person is going through. You don't know what type of pain they're enduring. You don't know if they've lost loved ones. You don't know if they're being beaten at home. Or just whatever that they're going through. Like, people don't realize that. Back in the day, we used to be worried about the point of paying bills, keeping your lights on and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. I don't want us to go back to that type of era, but it seemed like to me, people appreciated life a little bit more when they had to work for something. You give stuff to people nowadays, they just live frivolously. They don't even think about the whole big picture of appreciating one another. They, you know, we help, you know, the village, everybody helped one another taking care of kids. They mentored to kids. They talked to kids. If one child messed up in the neighborhood, you told Big Mama them or whatever, she got on to them, she rung their ear, then she called the mom and told her, then you still got your ass beat when you got home. Nowadays, it's not like that. See, but people have so become so regarded and don't want you to say anything to their kids and want to say there's some type of child abuse. Now, don't get me wrong. When we was coming up, some of the ways that a lot of us used to get whoopings and stuff, that was abuse. That was abuse. But we're living in a new age and new era or whatever. Some of this stuff that's going on, I'd rather for her to get a few swaps on my butt than to be some, you know, some 6 feet deep behind some foolishness of what's going on. I sit back and I try to pay attention to a lot of crime that has been going on. Why is these people killing each other? Why are they fighting and beefing with each other? They're fighting about drugs. They're fighting about drugs, disrespect, fighting about men, fighting about women. It's just so many different things that they're fighting about. A lot of people are fighting because they don't even know what they're fighting about. They're just upset and mad. They don't know how to deal with their feelings, especially with a lot of the young boys and stuff like that. They don't know how to deal with their feelings. They get out and want to make a name for themselves, but they don't. The name that they're trying to make for themselves is toxic. The people that their home that they were brought up in was toxic. It was not a lot of love. If it was more love when they were coming up, maybe they wouldn't make the decision to want to just try to take somebody else's out. You know, your loyalty relies on within whatever that you have going on. But people tend to look over that. I'd rather for people to start going back to church. You don't find a lot of teenage guys or younger guys, younger adults going to church and stuff or whatever. If that's keep you to keep calm and or whatever, then by all means do it. Like, it's just too much stuff going on for you to be upset and mad about something senseless. A lot of people don't realize that, even the baby boomers, I bring that up. A lot of people get to the point of disrespect. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Territorial. You're in a relationship with somebody. A lot of people are fussing about this person and that person, their husband, their wife, their girlfriend, their boyfriend, whatever the situation is. Like, sometimes you got to look at the person that's allowing this type of stuff to happen. Like, if I'm in a relationship with somebody and we're platonic or whatever the case may be, and we're in a committed relationship or whatever, and somebody else is supposed to come up to the point of being involved, you can't blame the other person. You need to blame the person that you're in the relationship with. Not going out to the point to try to destroy the person that they're trying to get with. Nine times out of ten, that person has allowed that type of that person to enter into you all's relationship or situationship, put it like that. You know, people got to make better decisions on what they have going on, and not to the point of just assuming that that's how things are. You know, life is about more than the point of trying to cause harm to one another. We got to get to the point of respecting each other a little bit more. People tend to just put up with stuff that they don't have to when it comes down to relationships. If you don't want to be with somebody, leave them alone. Don't get it to the point that you want to juggle this person or that person. Or even just be straight up and honest with that person and say, hey, listen, I'm dating. I'm not committed to you. It shouldn't even matter, or whatever the case may be. Give that person an opportunity to decide if they want to put up with you or go through that type of situation, because there's lives involved. A lot of different emotions involved. People don't have to go through all that. It was kind of rough because, like, the news wasn't reporting all the different shootings and stuff that was in Dothan, or, you know, in Kinsey or in the surrounding areas or whatever that was amongst the black culture. And then one lady spoke up about it. Then they started talking about it. Like, you don't pay attention to that, they don't care if you kill each other. That's just something less for them to have to do. It's bad to look at it that way, but that's just what it is. Like, you sit up here and you like, oh, the police is killing our black men and our black women. They don't got to do that. Now y'all doing it. You don't even have to go through that type of thing. You don't have to do that to one another. You got to get to the point of respecting each other a little bit more and stop causing harm to each other and being disrespectful to one another. You know, be ready to be stand to be corrected and accepted. You know, a lot of in the black culture, there's nothing for a lot of these young men and women to do. Don't nobody want to work all the time. They want to at least be able to enjoy themselves and have laughter and love and just, you know, just that experience. You know, happiness is really looking away in a lot of different cultures, and especially in the black culture. Like, people used to sit around and cook Sunday dinners and love on each other and do each other, experiment and do different things. Now they experiment with trying to say, you know, who's on whose side, the east side, the west side, the north side, and who's sleeping with who, baby mama, daddy. And that's another thing. You got people that claim like that they're your friends and stuff. They're really not your friend. If they sit back and they know that these people are doing these type of things, they sit back and laugh at it. Then whenever shit hit the fan, the first thing they want to say, I pray for you, girl. Or, you know, I might, you know, put $20 on your book or something like that. Sometimes when you go to jail, the people that was hooraying you or boosting you up, you don't even hear from them no more. Only thing you might hear from them saying something about, they talking about you, saying that girl was so stupid, or that man was so stupid, you know, got himself locked up into the and all these years of what, of knowing he got kids and knowing she got kids to see about. That's what you're going to hear. You ain't going to hear nothing positive about certain things. If I'm out here doing something wrong to cause some harm to somebody else, that's with selling drugs, out here sexing, east side, west side, telling lies. That's another thing. A lot of people out here be lying about stuff and pretending to be something that they're not, or pretending that something that's going on that's not going on. And it's causing so much harm, whether we know it or not. Like, listen, I'd rather for it to be, that's me. I'm a realist. I'd rather for it be straight up about certain things or whatever. It was like, it's a lot of people tell me, say, hey, you, sometimes you're too harsh about it. You can't be, you know, straight up with some people. That's the best way to be. Like, because then they already know how to come at me. You're going to come at me sideways about certain things because the simple fact is you already know what it is. I'm going to be straight up about it, whether it hurts your feelings or hurt whoever feelings. It doesn't matter. I just like to be straight up and honest. I'm not trying to say it to the point of just going out to the hurting people. But sometimes don't involve yourself into stuff that you don't have to. You know, it's just causing too much discord and too much pain. Too many people are dying senseless deaths because of craziness. Stuff that don't make any sense. Case in point, a lot of people are getting so hyped up on all these different drugs and paraphernalia or whatever they call this stuff going on with, alcohol. So even to the point we got people where they killing themselves. Like in the black culture, they killing themselves. This is beyond me. Like, why are they doing that? They don't used to do stuff like that. Like, I don't understand. And I'm not saying that it hasn't happened or doesn't happen or whatever the case may be. We always live to the point of trying to survive, not to the point of killing ourselves. You know, life is life regardless of what. But when it gets to the point that people are doing these type of things or being reckless with one another or whatever, all this different crime that's going on, breaking in people's houses, taking stuff that don't belong to you or whatever. I don't know if I've said that before, but my house been broken into back in the day probably about 4 times. You know, and I pressed charges against the guy or whatever that found out of him. Some of them I didn't even know or whatever. Sometimes it be people that you do know. And regardless of what the situation is, whenever I went to court and I found out how much time that person got behind the point of them breaking into my home, it's just materialistic stuff. And I'm not saying that people should be okay with that or whatever. You want to look over the situation because I work hard for my stuff or whatever. But the time that they got behind it and what's on their record and stuff like that, it was not even worth it. It's just like giving the government more access to the point to try to destroy our own people or whatever. But, hey, that's life. You know, you give or take or whatever. It was just senseless stuff that they take or whatever. I'd rather have went and bought them the television or whatever that they wanted or whatever that they stole from me than for them to go through the point or whatever that they went through with the point of the system. But nowadays, people are getting so caught up, they ain't even really stealing nothing no more. They just want to get high. So many people are getting high off of just anything. Bath salt. What else is it out there? Roach spray. All type of stuff. I don't know because I don't get high. I'm just saying from what I hear other people talk about. And they get so caught up in the point of being high until they get to the point of hurting other people to keep getting high. Like, it's really sad. It's really sad. Then you have the guys, the men that's out here. They know that they're selling these guys and girls drugs and stuff, and they're acting out. But yet and still, when it's time, they get become afraid of them. Then they want to carry a gun, and next thing you know, they shooting them. After they're acting out from off the drugs that they done sold to them. That don't make sense. Like, we are destroying or we are sabotaging our own selves. Then you got to think about it. You have younger kids that's growing up. Like, I don't want to see, if I had another child, I wouldn't want my child to see me out here selling drugs or drinking and falling all down and just, you know, causing harm to other people, being exposed to all this turmoil and generational pain. We got to stop it at some point. I'm not saying that prayer don't help. But if you don't act, if you don't, if God don't act off of free will, it's not going to do anything. It's us. We got to stop doing it. We got to stop harming each other. Like, why are we continuing to harm each other? What is the problem? What's wrong with sitting down, talking it out? Or I'd rather for people to sit down and, you know, maybe do a brawl, or with the point of playing video games or kickball or whatever the case may be. That's one of the things that why in the African-American culture that these kids or these younger adults don't have anything to do. So they find something to do. And what they find to do is sex and drugging and killing. And we got to find other things to do besides that. There's more to life than that. There's more to life than that. A lot of people out here dying from terminal illness and stuff like that. Then we dealing with the point about COVID and so forth and so on. Some people are dying from just depression or being, you know, oppressed. And we're not realizing those type of things. We're just going with the flow. You got to find something that's more structured. There's no structure. When the foundation was uprooted, we would just attach ourselves to whatever that was out there in order to, that entertained us. Believe it or not, entertainment is some type of drug. Like, people are so caught up on celebrities' lifestyle and how they living and what they got going on, and to the point they forget to live for themselves. Like, you know, you don't got all this money and carry on and so forth or whatever. So why you want to live like that, to try to harm yourself or other people that surround you, or even your, you know, your kids, your moms? One guy, I think it was about a month ago, he was so high off of drugs, he was staying with his mom. He didn't have no money until he got upset and he killed his own mom. Like, who does that? Like, when did they start doing this type of stuff? Sorry, y'all. It's a lot of traffic in this area. But I just wanted to come on here today to talk about the point that even if you pray about stuff, it's not gonna change. We have to change. You're holding on to hope, hoping that somebody don't hurt you. You're holding on to the point of hoping that things will get better. You know, people are in the local neighborhood selling drugs and stuff like that, but yet and still, you hoping that they don't act out and hurt you or anybody else around you. First thing you see it on the news, you be like, oh man, you know, and not realizing that you added to that turmoil. You added to that turmoil, regardless if you want to believe it or not. We all tend to turn our cheek to certain things. And we realize that at the end of the day, it's hurting us. It's hurting us. It's not hurting the people that's doing it to us. Because at that point in time, it's like they done given up on themselves. And they don't care about hurting themselves. And it's destroying them. It's destroying our culture as a whole. We got to start thinking about things in a more realistic reality way, meaning to the point like maybe we need to come together and have community meetings and stuff like that. Like, if you have a community meeting and you talk about those problems, then you can, maybe it's something that you can work at to fix on. Stop holding on to hope thinking that it's going to change your situation, because it's not going to change your situation. I'm telling you, it's not. It's still going to be the same way, y'all. Some people say prayer changes things. God don't act off of free will. So I want you to pay attention to that and realize that those are those type of things that we have going on. So with that being said, regardless of what the situation is, we got to get to the point of making better decisions on certain stuff and try to love on each other a little bit more. Stop to the point of trying to destroy each other. Get to a better place. Find our peace. Find things to do. We need to start creating things for our young adults to do. We need to build back our foundation in order to try to love on each other. And for a lot of this turmoil and pain to stop. Once you get to the point where a person is busy and doing things that makes them happy, that is positive, then you won't have to worry about a lot of negativity to come in and to destroy you, your family, or the culture, period. That's just something for you guys to think about. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Thursday. Today is October the 21st. God don't act on free will. It's still up to us. We got to make better decisions. Y'all have a good day.